All right, let's please take our seats, and we'll go ahead and get going with the Finance Committee meeting, which I believe Dr. Hargens calls to order.
Yes. I call this meeting of the Jefferson County School District Finance Corporation to order. The first order of business is the approval of minutes of the previous meeting of the Board of Directors. That meeting took place on March 9th, 2015. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
A motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Hathaway. All those in favor? The motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the real estate purchase and sale agreement between the corporation and South Point Partners, LLC, involving the conveyance of certain property at Bates Elementary School to South Point and construction work by South Point benefiting Bates Elementary School. Present this evening to answer questions are Frank Mellon from Wyatt Tarrant and Combs, Mike Mulhern, and Cordelia Harden. And Ms. Harden, could you state again the purpose of this Finance Corporation meeting?
We come forward this evening with this meeting with the Finance Corporation because the Finance Corporation actually is the corporation that owns the property, and JCPS is really just a tenant, and the Finance Corporation is named in the agreement itself. So we, as the state requires, the property must first be noted as surplus property, which is what this is doing, as well as the agreement that you'll see in the regular board meeting also. But this has been approved by the state. We have had the estimates as far as a fair market value for this property, as well as some enhancements that will benefit JCPS, Bates Elementary in particular.
Mr. Brady.
Thank you. I do have some questions about this, and I'm kind of just want to clarify some understandings on this particular issue. When it comes to alleviating some of the traffic concerns at Bates Elementary, my understanding is that the only way for us to get a traffic light at this particular intersection is through a basically a private entity pushing that forward through the state. My understanding is that we cannot, as a public school district, fund a stoplight in front of Bates. That has to, the developer can, but we can't because we're a government entity. And I just want to clarify and make sure that is correct.
Yes, we are not allowed to make any improvements on property that does not belong to us. And of course, the road in front of Bates would not belong directly to the Finance Corporation or JCPS. So because of this, the benefit of the development, that entity was able to, the development company was able to work with the state in order to provide for the new traffic that's going to be there. It's already a very high traffic area. It's six lanes, and through their work with the state, they've recognized the need. Mike may be able to elaborate.
Yes, and basically as a school, we, even though we can't spend the money off our property, even if we could, we don't meet what they call the warrants to meet the traffic light. Because again, we're only, our peak period is just a brief period in the morning, brief period in the afternoon, and they look at throughout the whole year, plus we're only there for 175 days. So if it wasn't for this development, there's no way we would get a traffic light there.
And this development is going to fund that particular traffic signal, and it's going to be also tie into a roadway to go into Bates, so it'll provide a little bit easier exit and entrance or egress to the property, to
well,
the school.
They're not actually paying for the traffic light. The state is. That's part of their development. It's a huge, what they call a lifestyle center, and it needs a six-lane road to service it. And they're working with the state because it's a revenue generator, a tax generator. And we've even met with Mike Hancock, the Secretary of Transportation. He's confirmed they have the funding for the traffic light, and as soon as that developer is ready to put that road in, they're going to put in the traffic light.
So, and one other question I have about this is, if we sell this property that's going to be in front of Bates, it reduces the frontage of the property that actually faces Bardstown Road. So I think that, have you taken a look at how much that might diminish the value of the property that Bates currently resides on?
Yeah. Well, basically that's what the appraiser looked at, that what was the land worth. The frontage isn't an issue to us. Our big issue is just getting on and off.
Well, if we were to resell the property, or if a developer were to come in there and offer us money for that particular property and with the building on it, so we can maybe potentially build a brand new Bates, I would think that reducing that frontage space would be detrimental to the long-term plans of of if to leave that option open.
Yeah. Well, in fact, we're actually going to be increasing our frontage, because our frontage not only will be on Bardstown Road, which wouldn't be a good idea to have a driveway to, the frontage will now be on South Point Boulevard when it's built. And also the developer, because he has to have two ways into his development, there's a road going through the back of our property down to Brentlinger. So that will give us frontage on the back that we don't have now. So
well, I mean frontage is in commercial space, frontage, yes, on the Bardstown Road. That's what we're talking about.
But obviously the our frontage on South Point is a much easier road to get on and off, and we're going to have two driveways there, one for buses and one for buses exiting and cars coming and going as well. And then there will be a separate driveway at the back for car riders.
Okay. I'm just as the board member representing this particular district or this particular school, the traffic situation there is actually fairly stressful, mm-hmm, to our parents and students going in and out. So it's something that really does need to be a relieved. But I think from a long-term aspect of it, long-term planning aspect of it, this really is somewhat detrimental to the property value of that particular school and the fact of how much frontage on Bardstown Road that it is actually taking up. I don't think it would be as an attractive property to future commercial real estate interest if we were ever to look at rebuilding Bates at a different area. Bates was built in the 1950s, so it's an older facility. And I know that we have probably, according to our figures that we got recently in our board member packet, that the enrollment is actually quite a bit up over at Bates as it is for a lot of the schools that are surrounding that area. But that being said, the immediate concern would be traffic. So that's, you know, these are the genesis of reason or the basis of why I'm asking these questions.
All right.
Could I just,
Mr. Jones,
just to clarify, the request stated that the market value of the properties that we are exchanging is approximately $49,000. Mm-hmm. That's your estimate of the fair market value of our properties that we're exchanging, right?
That was the appraised value.
That was the appraised value. Thank you. That's a third-party appraisal. And the cost of the improvements is over $400,000. So the economic transaction is not a giveaway of school property. It's a 8-to-1 benefit to the district in terms of beneficial improvements that you tell us that we will receive in exchange for the land that we're relinquishing.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point, Mr. Jones, is the developer, as part of the deal, is going to redevelop the front of our site as well as connect that new driveway to the bank as well.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. If there are no other questions or comments, is there a motion to approve this item? A motion by Ms. Porter, second by Mr. Jones. All those in favor? Ms. Duncan? Okay, I'm sorry, I missed it. The motion passes unanimously. There being no other business this evening, I'd like to thank our guests for being here tonight and for the time and effort put into supporting this issue. Do I have a motion to adjourn? A motion by Ms. Porter, second. Mr. Jones, all those in favor? Thank you. We're adjourned.